All right, we'd like to think that Newsnight is all about diversity of thought, trying to do things just a little bit differently. So when we do turkey tips for Thanksgiving, we don't think butterball, we think exotic. For you vegetarians, there's always the tofurkey, a big lump of tofu and wheat billed as having an incredible turkey-like texture and flavor. Yeah. Then for the people who never met a living thing they didn't want to kill and eat, there's the turducken, the turkey stuffed with a duck that's stuffed with a chicken. Turducken. Get it? They get it. They definitely get it in the South. But considering it was front page news in the New York Times this week, the turducken's global conquest may well be underway. At least if Chef Paul Prudhomme has his way. He joins us now from New Orleans. Chef Paul, thanks for being with us. Now, I understand you want to do for turducken what you did for Cajun food. You want to get the name turducken out there across the whole country. So let's start now. What is turducken?
What I really want to do is make people happy because, see, that's my job. I'm a cook. And if you're a good cook, you make people happy. Turducken is what you said it was. It's one of those wonderful things that when you serve it, whether it's on Thanksgiving or any other holiday or just a good regular Sunday with the family reunion, when you serve it, people anticipate it because it's unusual, it's wonderful, it has a great taste, has multiple tastes to it, and it has more than one flavor, and those flavors match, so it really gives it a great, wonderful celebration type feeling.
Let me just interrupt. I don't quite understand how this works. How do you get a chicken inside a duck and then inside a turkey?
Actually, once you experience that, Anderson, it's pretty easy. Now, what we do is we make the stuffing first. And by the way, we have a recipe for this, and you have it on your website. It's also on my website, www.chefball.com, so you can go get the recipe. But the idea is there's the procedure to make it easy, and there's a way of making everything easy or hard. With this one, you make the dressings and you cool them down, and then after the three different dressings are made, and one of them is a shrimp dressing, one is a cornbread dressing, and the other is an andouille sausage, which is a Louisiana wonderful smoked sausage dressing. Once those are made and cooled down, you debone the turkey, the duck, and the chicken, and they lay out flat. With the turkey, you leave an area in it where the thigh goes. You take the bone out the thigh, but you don't break it all the way out. So it's still a connection there.
Is that the turducken right there in front of you?
The bone is still in the thigh. That's the turducken right here.
So, if you could point to that, what are the layers, the different layers that we're seeing there? I guess the outer layers, the turkey?
I'll be happy to point them out. See, this is the turkey, the first layer. And the second layer is the cornbread dressing. The third layer, which is right in here, that's the duck. And then the dressing that's in the duck, it's the andouille sausage dressing. And then there's chicken down here, and that has the cornbread dressing in it. So that's the three dressings, and that's the things that really makes it a wonderful flavor. The other thing is that we cook it at a very low temperature, and we cook it for a long time. So it stays juicy, it's absolutely wonderful to eat, and you can eat it for days and days and days and days.